皆さんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポットです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Ace the JLPT, Japanese Language Proficiency Test, with JapanesePod101.com. Make sure you visit our site, where you'll find more JLPT material, including practice questions designed to prepare you for the real thing. You'll also find useful JLPT tips from fellow learners in our community forum. Visit JapanesePod101.com and get your free lifetime account now. Hi everyone, and welcome to Lesson 13 of the new JLPT N3 Prep Course.I'm Jessie, and I'm here in the studio joined by...
こんにちは、皆さん、ナオミです。
Hi everyone, Naomi here.
前回までで、聴解の問題1から4をカバーしてきましたね。
Right. Up until now, we've covered questions 1 through 4 of the listening comprehension section.
このレッスンでは、5を紹介します。
And in this lesson, we'll cover the last question, question 5 of the listening comprehension section.
そうですね、問題5は聴解の最後の問題ですね。
Naomi 先生、
はい。
Please read us the instructions for question 5.
問題5では、問題用紙に何も印刷されていません。
In question 5, nothing is printed in the question booklet.
まず、文を聞いてください。それから、その返事を聞いて、1から3の中から正しい答えを1つ選んでください。
First, listen to the question or statement, and then choose the best response from 1 to 3.
So this time, we don't have any visual clues.
残念ながらヒントはないです。
That's right. There are no pictures, no text, nothing. You will have to rely solely on your listening skills to get the correct answer.
Also, please note that the statement and choices are only read once.
Yes, so you have to listen very closely. Some of the sentences you have to respond to are questions and some are statements. Because some of them are questions, one important tip is to try and listen for question words.
Right, like どこ
Where
いつ
When
どうして
Why
どんな
What kind of
And so on.
Here's a technique for answering these kinds of questions. Remember that you only hear the answer choices once. So, when you hear each answer, you should judge whether it is correct or not right away. Make a note somewhere.
That's a good idea. Otherwise, you may forget what the answer choices are.
Yes, so use your judgment and determine whether the choices are correct or incorrect right away. That will help a lot.
はい、その通りだと思います。
Okay, in the lesson notes PDF, we went over some colloquial expressions and shortcuts that you may encounter on the test. Let's introduce some of them here.
The first one is け。
It's hard to tell just by listening to it, but note that this is actually a small つ followed by け。
That's right, け。Is used to confirm information.
Yes, and it's also used when the speaker is trying to remember something or recall some kind of information. You hear it used this way a lot.
そうですね。例えば、ジェシーの出身はどこだったっけ?
Jesse, where did you say you are from again?
That's exactly the nuance it has. Where did you say you were from again? Like, I knew it before at some point, but I forgot.
Exactly.
その通りですね。
The next thing we're going to cover is
短縮形 or contracted forms in grammar terms.
Right, contractions. Certain sound pairs change or get shortened in conversation. This is so common that it is really important to study. Of course, not only for the test, but because people speak like this in real life all the time.
そうですね。That's very true.
So let's take a look at some sound changes.
Some common ones are 手は becoming 茶 and では becoming ja.
Let's hear them used in some sample sentences.
The phrase, I have to go, 行かなくてはいけません becomes 行かなくちゃいけません
行かなくちゃいけません There's a cha in the middle there.
Right. Another example. The phrase, you shouldn't drink,
飲んではいけません
becomes 飲んじゃいけません
飲んじゃいけません So we have a ja.
Yes.So remember these rules.
手は becomes 茶
and では becomes
茶
Great. Here are some more.
手いる
becomes てる and でいる becomes
出る。
So the い in the middle is just dropped.
そうです。Yes. So, 宿題をしている。
I'm doing homework.
It would become 宿題をしている。
So, している becomes してる。
そうです。And, 泳いでいる。
I'm swimming.
It would become 泳いでる。
There's not much difference between them, so this should be easy to catch on to. Now, how about 置く?
These are good ones to know too. 手置く becomes 解く and で置く becomes 読く.
Remember that 置く attaches to the 手 form and means to do something in advance or in preparation for something else.
Here's some examples. 窓を開けておく
I'll leave the window open.
Becomes 窓を開けとく。
So, 開けておく becomes 開けとく。
PDF を読んでおいてください。
Please read the PDF for future convenience.
Becomes PDF を読んどいてください。
So, 読んでおいて becomes 読んどいて。Okay, those are all the ones that we're going to cover for now, but there are still more, like てしまう becoming ちゃう。
And でしまう becoming じゃう。
Yes, and those are explained in detail in the PDF.So please read up on those as well.
はい、お願いします。Okay, let's get into some practice questions. We'll do questions 1 and 2.
Please listen and choose the correct answer to the questions. Here's the first question.
1番
今日の授業はどこからでしたっけ ?1
30ページからですよ。
2.
図書館でしたよ。
3.
9時から10時半までですよ。
Can we hear the question again?
今日の授業はどこからでしたっけ?
Where did today's lesson start from again? So, we're talking about the material covered in the lesson.
Right. The key phrase is, どこから?
From where? And the choices again, please.
1. 30ページからですよ。
From page 30.
2. 図書館でしたよ。
It was at the library.
3. 9時から10時半までですよ。
It's from 9 to 10:30. So, どこから from where? You may think that it's talking about place, but with the word どこ, it's actually referring to the lesson material.Kind of tricky, but you also have the word から, from, in there. So you can expect the answer to also use the word から.
そうですね, yes. So the correct answer is 30ページからですよ.
From page 30. Okay, on to the next question.
2番
昨日メール送っといたんだけど、読んだ? 1
え、何のこと?届いてないよ。
2
うん、昨日送っといたよ。
3
あ、まだ送ってない。ごめん。
Let's hear the question again.
昨日、メール送っといたんだけど、読んだ?
I sent you an email yesterday. Did you read it?If you tripped up on this word, 送っといた, just know that it's the contracted version of 送っておいた.
そうですね。送っておいた becomes 送っといた.
Let's review the answer choices.
1. え、何のこと?届いてないよ。
Hmm? What are you talking about? I didn't receive it.
2. うん、昨日送っといたよ。
Yeah, I sent it yesterday.
3. あ、まだ送ってない。ごめん。
Ah, I haven't sent it yet. Sorry. And the answer is?
1番です。Choice 1. え、何のこと?届いてないよ。
Hmm? What are you talking about? I didn't receive it. 届いてない is the negative form of 届く, to receive or to get. This is used a lot when talking about emails. メール届いた? Did you get my email? That kind of thing. 送る, on the other hand, is used for sending emails.
That's why choice 2.昨日送っといたよ and choice 3まだ送ってない are not appropriate answers.
So everyone, how did you do on those practice questions? Did you get the right answers?
ボーナストラックに練習問題がありますので聞いといてくださいね。
The bonus track also has more practice questions, so please listen to it to prepare for the test. レッスンノートも読んどいてください。Please also read the lesson notes. By the way, this is our last JLPT N3 lesson.
ああ、そうですね。最後でしたね。
Everyone, thank you so much for listening, and good luck on the JLPT.
はい、頑張ってください。いい報告待ってます。
We've been looking forward to hearing good news from you.
Well, that's all for this lesson. Good luck, everyone.
頑張ってください。じゃあまた。
Find the lesson notes and more JLPT lessons like this one at JapanesePod101.com. Also, find useful JLPT practice questions, tips, tricks, and strategies. So head on over to JapanesePod101.com and claim your free lifetime account now.